Turning now to a meeting at the White House involving President Biden and a bipartisan group of governors and mayors. President Biden wants to send $350 billion to state, local, and tribal governments, but the initiative isn't exactly sitting well with some Republican lawmakers. News Nation's Michael Schur has both sides of that story tonight.
President Biden today met with several mayors and governors of both parties at a White House forum on confronting the pandemic at the state and local level.
The American Rescue Plan has multiple pieces. The most important piece, in my view, is making sure we give them enough capacity to deal with the virus in their states.
Miami's Republican Mayor Francis Suarez said that he was pleased with the meeting.
It was an incredibly spirited conversation. I felt that it was a very bipartisan conversation. I think the president is very interested in having a bipartisan solution.
Suarez and his colleagues underscoring the urgency.
Obviously, the people of our city and of America are still hurting.
Obviously, our operating budgets are all taking a significant hit.
Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, a Democrat, says that her budget shortfalls have led to other serious problems.
There's an uptick in violent crime, uptick in domestic violence cases. What's most disturbing is that our child abuse cases aren't being reported in the way that they were because kids are not in schools.
It was a bipartisan group of mayors and governors that were gathered here at the White House in support of President Biden, who earmarked $350 billion in his COVID relief package for state and local governments. Now the challenge comes in getting bipartisanship on Capitol Hill.
I've spoken with several Republican senators who have expressed openness as long as there is some test in terms of demonstrating loss of revenue and how it would be spent.
Delaware Democratic Senator Chris Coons is hopeful for bipartisanship.
If we can get Republicans to a place where they will support reasonable state and local aid, good. If not, we should just proceed through reconciliation.
At issue is how the money is spent and where it is directed. Indiana Senator Mike Braun doesn't want Hoosier State taxpayers to pay for what he says is the mismanagement in other states.
This basically rewards all the other places, California, Illinois, New York, that operate more like the federal government, and we shouldn't be bailing them out.
Mississippi Republican Roger Wicker agrees.
I think the facts are that this COVID package by President Biden is targeted mainly to states that have not been good stewards of their tax money.
In spite of, if not due to, the spirit of bipartisanship at the White House, today Senate Democrats are determined to get relief to the states.
State and local governments need help. A lot of the critical services, health care, public safety, and otherwise, are at risk because of the economic downturn due to COVID. Important to Biden, important to me, we're going to get it done.